Summer street parties are winding down. Back-to-school festivals are taking their place with bouncy houses and free backpacks.
For one little girl in Washington, D.C., chalk is the main attraction.
I'm just drawing a duck.
Penelope was drawing a duck for Chalk Walk. It was organized by a group that offers an outlet for self-expression.
The group Positive Chalk grew out of the justice movements that followed the 2020 murder of George Floyd. It was a time when many parents might have been hesitant to take their young ones to protest marches and rallies, so Val Suarez brought chalk for the children in her community.
While they weren't able to go down to Black Lives Matter Plaza and protest with most of the community, they were able to get their voices heard through chalking.
The power of chalk caught on, and Chelsea Ritter Sorenen then founded an all-women's chalking initiative. She called it Chalk Riot.
Chalk is one of the most accessible public art forms, because it is affordable. You can even use household items like barbecue charcoal or brick chunks.
And it's not just about getting the kids outside.
Yeah, Nehemiah Dixon is with the Phillips Collection in D.C., which supports both groups. He says the impact is deep and wide.
Art is about wellness, and I think in a lot of ways art is a demonstration of resilience. It's like the closest thing to joy. And, you know, they always say, like, laughter is the best medicine. Well, so is joy.
Chalk Riot's Ritter Sorenen agrees.
When we create on paper or in coloring books or on designated spaces on walls, there's a finite limit to where and how you can create. Mm-hmm. But when we create on the sidewalk, I hope people see that they can just sprawl with color and take up space in an inspiring and empowering way.